When I was in college at St. Mary's in Winona, Minnesota, a group of us got together to join an intramural basketball team. I am not particularly good at basketball, but I know the rules. There was one guy, however, who was interested in playing, and I don't think had much experience playing basketball. He had been an engineer and interested in kind of other things, but wanted to try it out, and so asked us for a little refresher of the rules. We explained how to play defense, you know, how to avoid getting a foul. We explained about dribbling the ball, about the difference between a two-point shot, a three-point shot, some of the basic fundamentals. We got out there, and I was watching him play. And he was really intent, playing great defense, avoiding fouls, doing everything he was supposed to do. The other team shot the ball, they missed, and he got the rebound. And then we realized our mistake. We had forgotten to explain about the difference between the home and away basket. So as soon as he got the other team rebound, he just went right back up. Luckily, he wasn't a good shot yet, so he missed, and it all worked out. But we realized we had neglected to explain part of the big picture for him, to understand that the goal was to make baskets in your own end and to avoid having baskets made in the opponent's hoop. That when Christ in the gospel talks about what to fear, he's teaching us how to keep in mind that big picture, how to keep in mind the long-term view. That he says not to fear just the one that can kill the body and not the soul, but the one who can kill both soul and body. In other words, to keep in mind that lifelong mission and call that we have. That when we look at the life of the apostles, the disciples of Jesus, they needed that warning because of the difficulty and suffering that they would encounter. That it's the same, I think, when we look at the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah. That what gives him the strength to persevere and hope in the midst of the suffering that he encountered? It's that long-term view that the Lord gave him. That for us, likewise, it's that long-term picture that gives us the strength to make those small daily sacrifices, those short-term sacrifices, to reach our long-term goals. If we think about it, what type of relationship with God would we want? What type of relationship would we like to have in our family, with our parents, our spouse, our children? What would we like to have as our own personal abilities and skills? That when we think of even just our own long-term goals, we realize in different ways how we self-sabotage, how we make decisions in the short term that undermine, damage, or even destroy those long-term goals. An easy example, if we kind of bicker back and forth with our parents or our spouse or our children, we realize that that's building a relationship that's going to be tense, that's going to have friction. Even then, knowing that, it still is difficult in the short term. That this is that situation we encounter that Paul talks about in the second reading to the Romans, that from Adam and Eve to the present, this constant battle between the short-term and long-term desires, the short-term and long-term goal and mission and plan, and that the good news is that death no longer reigns, that Christ comes to give us that power, that grace, to be able to be set free from that reign of death, to be able to live not just for today, but to live for those long-term desires. That God has long-term desires for us. That God desires us to know him, to love him, to have a life-giving relationship with him. He desires us to be in our family, in our community, a source of life, to let that love that we have overflow to our neighbor, not a source of division or conflict. He desires to heal us, to build us up in those places where we are in need. That we invite the Lord, that Christ tells us that he gives us that gift of freedom at the end of the gospel, mentioning that he will witness to us if we witness to him, but that he will not force us to witness to him, that he will respect that decision if we choose to live just for the short term. That for us, we reflect today then, what are some of those ways maybe that we most self-sabotage? What are the things that we need to work to cut out? What's maybe one thing that we're especially called right now to work against in our own life, those places where we place our short-term priorities ahead of our long-term goals? What then is one thing that we can do, something we can do this week to help build up, strengthen, achieve some of those long-term plans that God has for us? to help reach towards that goal. St. Augustine sums this up in a powerful way. He says that oftentimes we are as afraid of being set free of our sins as we should be of allowing them to remain with us.